This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
I want us to open our hearts. There's so much awe, you know, in the atmosphere. The presence is very evident. The Lord is ready to receive us as daughters. He said it will be fathers to sons and daughters. So you are daughters. We are daughters. And the Lord wants to bless us. So we'll be going straight into the hot seat session. I want you to open your hearts. Don't just be looking out for the butterflies that will be flying everywhere. Be ready to look at virtues, you know, things that the Lord has wrought in this bride to be, that you are also trusting the Lord to help you to come into. It is their praise testimony, praise reports, how the Lord has used the process to walk in them. You know, that is what we want to receive from them today. And we're going to give glory to God for that. So as I call them up, I want you to, with great joy, to celebrate them with your clap offering. So I'll be calling on our first bride, and that is in the person of Sister Oluwa Tobi Akinsekeji. Please welcome her very well. Welcome. Good morning. Welcome. I'll be calling on our second bride in the person of Sister Esther Ariyibioke. You're welcome. Our brides are looking so beautiful, so radiant. You know, and that is how the Lord is also making their hearts to become, you know, even much more than their faces are looking. Thank God for being here. Without wasting more time, we want to have your introduction, your name, and the name of your spouse to be.
Praise God. My name is Esther Omota Yari Bioke. The name of my beloved, right, is Shalom Olufemi Abodere.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Sir Tobi.
Okay, my name is Oluwa Tobi Loba Akinsekeji. My spouse's name is Solomon Adejo.
Solomon Adejo. You're welcome. We thank God for that. We thank God. You know, we're here to just celebrate with you, receive your press reports, receive your testimony, how the Lord has helped you in the journey. So I'll just be directing my first question to Sister Tobi. And I would like to ask on behalf of everybody, want to receive your testimony concerning how the Lord helped you during your waiting period before you finally got engaged, the period where there was nobody. Want to know, were there any anxiety, were there any, you know, being anxious, how the Lord helped you to resolve all of that, and how your heart came into stability.
Praise God. Good morning, my sisters. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, mommy. Good morning, our mothers in the house and our elder sisters. I want to thank mommy and all our elder sisters and our mothers in the house, how they've helped us. You know, I just want you to know that all your labors over us, they're not in vain. Just know that the Lord is working a lot in our hearts through you. So your labor is not in vain, Lord. Thank you so much. So I want to, okay, thank God. Really, there's a lot to say, but I just trust the Lord to just say only that which, you know, will bless us. So the waiting period, for me, I would say it was a long one because it's not like I'm old like that. I'm in my 30s, but I know I've been having prospects right from a very early age, you know, school, you know, and all. In school, I was in the drama ministry. So, and there was so much grace and anointing for it, and that's why I decided seeing all those ministerial, you know, things. Yes. Although I've served under my dad before going to, you know, school. So, and there were a lot of brothers then, you know, there were not a lot though, but there were some brothers then and all. And they were always, you know, on that line of being a pastor or something. And I would always see the Lord saying no. And I didn't know why we would say no. Why would you say no to such a person? Like, to me, it was perfect. It was everything. I mean, fine brother, in and out, spiritual. Like, why would you say no? So, and the Lord would just be like, wait. You know, then remember there was one, then I was just coming into these waters, there was one, you know, also into the drama ministry, everything was, you know, and a lot, everybody was seeing vision for both of us that this is the person, Startobi, you cannot miss it. My parents, everybody was, you know, my mom was like suggesting you to move closer. If he's moving close, why are you not, you know? And then I used to travel for, you know, drama ministrations, drama power nights, this and that and all. So as at that time, I already come into these waters, and one of our, you know, pastors drew me and his wife drew me closer. So I used to go to their house once in a while, and they knew that this thing was wrong, but they didn't know how to tell me. So, you know, I was just, you know, and all. So they were just looking at it. So one of the days, they were just like, Toby, let's pray about this thing. Like, because he thought I was already so much in love. And I'm like, let's just pray about this thing. So we prayed. And prior to that time, I've not been hearing anything. Like, the Lord was saying no to it, but this particular person, Lord was not saying anything. So I was already taking it as a yes. Coupled with divisions, you know, people have been seeing. So, you know, then at the end, when we prayed, for the first time, I heard the Lord said, no, he's not the one. I was like, how is he not the one? He must be the one, you know. And the Lord had to, you know, come. So the one thing that pastor said, it was just like, I'm not going to say anything to you. Like, both of us will go and pray separately. Then we'll both come back and confirm if our answers are the same. And we both, so when I told him that, I think I heard no, but I don't think I need to go back to pray. And I said no. That Toby, it is no. You know, and he started, so I didn't know they were all seeing that, really, because, you know, I just learned a lot that the fact that God has given me a grace on campus, or you don't use that to run. For me, that's just, you know, taught me a lesson. So then I had to wait, being in these waters, waiting. At times when, you know, maybe I like this person, you know, I would tell my pastor, you know, and it would be like, no, that I don't think him and his wife, they were really so strict on me, like, no is no and all. So at the time, I just had to settle it that, you know, let me just wait. And of course, as I was growing older, pressure from home too was coming and all. So then, you know, fast forward. So, but, there were times, so as I was getting older, because for in a sister's life, there are times that it's not really dawning on you. The expectation is not yet there. The prayer is not yet there. But as I was seeing 30 coming closer, I think from that 28, 29, oh boy. I shocked myself, because then, you know, I have my mouth, I can talk, I talk to young people in my dash, blah, blah, blah. So I just thought, why will you be under pressure, sister? You know, just, you don't have to be under pressure, you know, you can just, so I didn't know that Lord was waiting for me, that thing that you, it's as if I didn't have compassion towards people that were in that, you know, phase, yes. So, and the Lord had to work that thing in me. So when I started having that pressure and all, then I lost it already started. I was already under Pastor David. Pastor David was all, Pastor David talked that season. As if I'll rise up one season, then they see I'll be down again. Oh, Pastor David. Even me, I was surprising myself. Like, why will you feel this way? I was trying to be strong. I didn't know that is a wrong law that's been written within and all. So I think one of the times my mom called me, then she spoke to me, she really lashed me, people from home, because there were a lot of prospects from outside, you know, and she just saw I was turning all of them down, and she just kept saying, are they brainwashing that you people's church? What's it with EJFM and other people from outside? Blah, blah, blah. And she was really, you know, pointing as a mother, because she was really concerned. My younger sister, everybody already, my other sister's already married, my younger sister was about to get married, and everybody cannot understand, why will you turn these wonderful brothers away? What is it about this people's church and all? So, you know, I remember before that time, I think for the first time, since when she has been talking, that one got me, because I was already in that phase of, I was already vulnerable. So spirit, you know, sat on those words she said. I was so downcasted. So I think the next day, Reverend came to minister to the church. And I think, you know, at times we'll just be like, you know, because of that, my part before Love Sister started, because of that pastor's I have been. So he just showed interest. So he just wanted to greet me. Then he knows my parents, they come for Beacon and all. So he just showed interest that, okay, how far this and that. Then he just saw that I was smiling, I was all, but he could pick that something was wrong. So then he now started speaking by the Spirit that, you know, that I should not worry, that the Lord has me in mind. Then I remember there was a particular person, you know, I thought, because the truth is that I can like somebody, but I've not heard the Lord sincerely. I've not heard the Lord say, this is the person. So I'll be sincere to myself. So when I'm going to meet my pastor, I didn't say God said though, but I feel me and this person, we can. So that's, I just feel that's the way my parent brought us up, that sincerity. But this particular person, I know that I heard the Lord say, like, it's not like I heard him say this is, but I just had that impression in my heart. Yes, that's the word. So I had that impression. So I told Pastor David, you know, Mama Carrie. So I had to check it. They looked at it. Pastor David was like, I think, you know, this. And so we also checked it with that my pastor that you know, brought me up in this water. We checked it. We checked with the brother's pastor too. You know, all of us are looking like, this could be God and all. Then, you know, the brother too, we're already very, you know, getting close and all. Then we now went to submit to Pastor Thompson. Oh, my God. Daddy came mad. That I was just like, how did I get here? God, if it's like I like this person, I'll just say I like. I wouldn't say. And the truth is that all the convictions I had, I was telling people, they were like, wow. I got to Pastor Thompson's front. Everything ran away from my head. I could not find the convictions again. I said, stammering. I said, talking plenty. And I was just like, Toby, listen to me. Toby. You know, and all. And when I left that office, I was just chattered. I was angry with God, first of all. Why will you bring me to this stage? I had the impression. I checked it. I checked it in three different phases before I got here. So how did we get here? And, you know, when the Lord just replied, and I said that his prayer is for a test of your faith, trial of your faith. I'm like, which faith? Try me through another thing. Not my. And one thing about my heart, I guide it jealously. Like my heart, I can look all tough on the outside, but I'm very soft on the inside. So I don't allow a lot of people come near that heart. I don't put my heart anyhow to brother. So for me to get to that stage, you should know how pained I was. I was really pained. Then the Lord now started showing me things that you can see that actually, Lord said, all your hope, why you come to love see, is not for me. You know, all the why it has been because of man. God, I was like, this check had come earlier. I remember then when I was waiting, it had come much earlier. I remember it was same Pastor Thompson before Love Seal started. Pastor Thompson was preaching during RH, and I didn't even hear anything he thought. I just immediately picked up the mic and he started talking. I was just seeing that the Lord was like, you are on this path because of husband and children. So then I just admire marriages and their homes and, you know, the way they take care of their children and husband, why all those love it, love it. I'll just be, so I didn't know that he already become an idol. So Pastor Thompson was preaching. I cried from beginning of that message over an hour till the end. I was also streaming from home. I was on my bed. I was just crying. So that was when my pastors, they were like, thank God, at least we can. Because they saw it heavily in me, but they didn't know how to tell me. So me, I thought somewhere I've been healed from that thing. Until I got to that phase again, and the Lord was just like, you've not been coming. All the while that you've been running from your parents' church to come to Love Sea, it's not because of me. And I was so, and the Lord was showing me hope. Because then I used to mount, I used to feel, I had the hope of maternal life. I used to talk to young people in my dash show, hope of maternal life, hope of it. Don't say, even you don't have this hope of maternal life that is so far away from you and all. So then it was that same period, Daddy now said, Pastor Pray should teach us the hope in supernatural clinic. Then I just sit there. It was so, each class is as if, you know, Pastor Praise was just talking to me. Then I now saw Abraham, you know, when the Lord, you know, the story of Abraham became so real to me that when the Lord was talking to Abraham about a child, it took him 25 years before the Lord had to purge him of that thing of my heir, you know, then. Because Lord was like, yes, I told you. And I said, can you give me back this? I was the one that said it. It's for a trial of your faith, but can you please give me back? I said, show me in the scripture where I should give you. But you said it's this person, it must be this person. You know? And the Lord had to show me, when Pastor Praise was preaching, I now saw that the Lord collected back Isaac. That boy, when he came back, he was no longer, Abraham was already detached. So the Lord was like, you have to give me back this thing. That, so, you know, at that time, you know, there were temptations that we could just work things ourselves again, that oh, this is our conviction. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the Lord just helped me around that period, you know, healing me, washing me of the hope. Then, you know, I don't know if that, maybe that will lead to the next question.
Thank you very much. Let's celebrate her. We thank God. We thank God for that walking that the Lord did in her. And that is a refining of hope. You know, the truth is, if the Lord did not deal with that part of her heart, you can think that, I'm loving the Lord. And sincerely, by the time you have what you want, by the time you get married, what next? And that is why our attention must always be on the Lord, not on what you are desiring. Because in the process of you putting your attention on the Lord is also working on other things that you need. So we thank God for that working, because the Lord had to do that. in you. Thank you so much, ma. So, Sister Esther, we'd like to know how this journey has worked a great deal of virtues in your heart. Are there places where you think, oh, you fell short, how the Lord brought you back up to your feet? Were there walkings? We want to know, what are those significant things that you can latch on, you can think about, and you can say, the Lord helped me. The period of my waiting, the period of my courtship, these are the works that the Lord has done in my heart.
Okay. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Well, all right. For me, okay, before I started this waiting season, having to think about, okay, I'm going to get married soon and all, like, I worked in a place, that's where I met this particular friend of mine, which the Lord will help me to get married. He was a friend. In fact, I didn't even know I was going to make him my friend, because when he came across me and he tried to talk to me, like, okay, who are you? Because I was new in the company. I was doing my internship then. So I was new in the company. So he just came around and be like, okay, who are you? Like, he just wanted to know more about me. So, but I was this person that was really quiet. Of course, I'm not a quiet person per se, but I'm somebody that likes to observe things when I get to a new place. So in the process of time, we got talking, and then I'm always plugged with my earpiece, always plugged, because I believe that everybody in that workplace, they were doing things that I was not familiar with. So I didn't want my heart to be touched with whatever it is they were doing. So all I did was to plug. So he was very curious about the fact that, what's this guy always listening to? I just always very plugged. So I realized that, this guy is into India. He was just like a random guy, like a guy in the workplace. So he started getting connected, so he became interested in the message. So after being interested, like, who is this person? Who is Reverend? Who is this? Who is this person? So I started explaining some things about EGFM and all. So Lossy had not started then. Lossy had not started. So fast forward to when Lossy started. Then I was about to go for service after the internship. Yes. So I was supposed to serve in Jos, right? But I wanted to walk it back to Lagos, because I wanted to stay in that current workplace. And I was trying, in my head, I was planning how the Lord is going to help my career in, like, insurance industry. I didn't know that there was something else I was going to do. So, like I said, I didn't want to go to Jos. But after some time, I went for the normal 3 weeks, then came back. So I was still working Jos. I didn't want Jos. And as at that time, we had become friends. We have known each other for some time. And there was something that the Lord helped me with, was submission to authority. It was quite hard, because having to become friends with somebody and become very close, there's a level of attachment that you can have with this person. But thank God for spiritual authority, such that they were able to see that this thing is already becoming more than, you know, some handshake that is beyond your elbow. It's already becoming too much. And then they were able to cut some things. But even in the process of time, it was still looking like it's still not it. But I just saw that the Lord had mercy, because I saw the whole journey, right, as God's mercy towards me. I saw that the Lord didn't want me to serve in Lagos, and that was one of the reasons. So when I got to Jos, I met some sisters. They just saw me talking to this one person. I was not relating to others. So they were like, sister, what's going on? We are your sister here now. Talk to us too. Why are you talking to just this one person? So one of myself was bold enough to cross me and be like, have you told your pastor about this? Have you done this? Have you done that? So when I just spoke, of course, I've been talking to my pastor, but you know, there's a way you can be talking to your pastor, but you're not talking to your pastor. You are informing your pastor, but you are not expecting your pastor to say anything, like to cross your heart or to damage any feelings that you have. So there's a way they just, okay, do this, do that. So after the do this, do that, I just realized that it was going to stop us from talking the way we normally do communication and all. So after that season happened, it just happened that everything dropped. But there was a way the Lord was working something right on the inside of me. That, no, because I knew that as at that time, if I go into marriage with this particular person, I would have missed it. It wouldn't have worked. Because when I went to Jos, funny how the day I was supposed to go to Jos was the first time I was going to come to Love Seal Church. So he came to Love Seal Church. I was not around. I was in Jos. But then when meeting the brethren, there was something that he did to him. Like, nobody could even connect the two of us together, whether we had any friendship or anything. But back then in Jos, there was something that staying with the brethren and submission to authority did to my heart. And that was very, very great. I thought it was so bad to the extent that I had to remove everything as regards relationship. Like, I had to focus. Because back then, I realized that being friends with this person, I was still having an expectation somewhere that, what if it's this person? What if it's not this person? But after walking all through that route, after the whole 1 year of service, I came back. After coming back, I was even thinking that that friendship would continue. But I realized that I was not the only one that changed. The brother did. Like, he changed so bad to the extent that he was not even seeing me. He was just going to be I or hello. He was very close to other brethren. And then my heart was pounding that, what have I done? Why is he like this? What's going on? Look at me too now. See your friend. It was so bad. Like, he had to, like, he became so bold that, guy, I don't match. No, be you, I define come again. Like, it was so hard on me. And me that I thought I changed in just. I was just joking with myself. I was doing, it occurred to me, like, thing hits me on my face that was a face value. Because when I came back and I saw that you had changed, the reality dawned on me that no, your own change self never complete. Like, I just realized that the Lord had to work on him too. Because everything he had done, maybe the likeness, the feelings, was out of ignorance. Probably doesn't even know better. Maybe he had been in this water for a long time, would have understood that, no, they don't approach a lady like that. No, you don't become this, you don't become that. And then, there was it MSI or brother grooming that daddy was talking about? No, it was not brother, he was talking about chatting. That one killed me. Because I was somewhere that I just wanted to talk to this person because it was actually very interesting. Even if it's a very quiet person, of course, very quiet, but inside, you can be a talkative, sorry. And he's somebody that respects authority a lot. If he's doing something before, an authority says, this, stop it. If you like, do anything. This thing, we are stopping it now. Like, it was somebody that was sincere. Like, in the whole thing, the whole culture, I saw somebody that was sincere. And I realized that without being sincere, you can't do God. Because if you look at it, time passed, having to come into the ministry, like EGFM, you cannot stay if you are not sincere. Because you probably came because of you liked somebody, this person invited, you can stay there. And there's a way, if you are still having that in a sense, the Lord will not help you. Yeah. You will still be about that. Even if you eventually get married to that sister, you might ruin things because there's something that the Lord will have wrought.
Let's celebrate her. There's something that I can see that is common with the two of them is a place of refined hope. You know, many of us, the reason why we are here, the reason why we're in church is because of marriage. And we have to be truthful to ourselves. You know, you have to be sincere and check your heart. You might even be scanning brothers, who is fit, who is not fit, who can I be close to. But the Lord wants us to know that it is still Him that owns us. And he's the one that has the right directive to order our path. So what we need to do is to ensure that our hope, our focus is refined to the Lord. So the last question I'm going to ask, Statobi, your journey through the courtship. Now you are getting married to a man, your husband. How has the period of your courtship, how has it prepared you to an extent to becoming a wife? I don't know if you understand. I know that in your courtship, there must have been times where everything is rosy, except your courtship is just people laugh all the time. And maybe you everything interesting. But how do you think your court? Did you use your courtship period to accumulate strength, capacity that can help you more when you get married?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Courtship has been, it has its own beautiful side, all the lovey-dovey side, all the everything side. But there are times you have to tell yourself the truth. And especially if for us, it showed more when there are certain decisions we had to make. And I just wanted to, that's when you just start hearing mommy yelling, start playing. Because your mind is just so angry. Like, why won't you see it this way? You know, and all. And the labor of our mothers, there's something Mommy Dupe said one time. I can't remember when she said it, but I remember Mommy Dupe said that they discovered that a couple, that they were having issue, that when they traced the roots, they found out that the whole resentment started from preparation for wedding. That the old malice and all, I saw that thing creeping in. And I know, I have to just say, you hear spirits talk to you.
Now this one, you're already doing like a full low, like, hey, okay, yeah, this, yeah, that. So me see woman, okay, carry, like, continue. When they use your head, finish. And, you know, each time I'll just see the Lord quickly stepping. See that I'm hearing one of our mother's voice. I'm hearing Mommy Ellie. I'm hearing Mommy Bola Daniels. Like, you know, Mommy Bola Daniels gave us examples, real life example of when our husband even was not even in court, when you feel he does not deserve that submission. And Lord will be like, it is me you are submitting to. If once you start looking at him, that's not that within a short time you will stop. That it is me. You're doing it as unto me. Because there was a particular that I felt had poured in so much. I did everything. And there was no even appreciation. Like, all he could just speak was the fault. And it didn't faint me here. But, you know, the Lord had to just show me that as you're entering into marriage, don't look at man. Once you start looking, you would miss it. That when you see a lot of bitter women speak online, that, you know, your money, you should not give everything to a man, or don't be a fool, or don't. It's because of experiences, you know, they pass. But the Lord had to help me that experience or no experience. So I really thank God for our mothers. Then another thing is our mothers' examples. One thing I like about our mothers' examples, they don't show you just the perfect part and you're just going. They show you where they missed it to. For me, I'm someone of many infirmities. Like, and one thing that the Holy Ghost used to echo into my voice, that when I'm having, you know, I'm not liking some things in the household where I'm staying, and I'm complaining, I'm getting so irritated, and the Lord will be like, I'll just hear Mommy Ellen's voice. She said that the Lord taught me through the brethren. I learned it. It took me a while before I got here, but I learned it. So the Lord will encourage me, because when I feel discouraged, I don't think this is internal life. I think other people are way better. They are more submissive. They are more. But I don't think this. And, you know, I'll just see her voice come back. That the Lord will be like, I'm passing through a learning process. I'm building, you know, grace. And, you know, she too, she didn't learn it at once. She too, you know, the brethren, she too, she has given brethren basketballs. She too, you know, but Mommy now is so beautiful. I honor Mommy only so much in my heart. I know our mothers. I watch them. When Mommy Meg, one of the brothers grooming, she was talking about Mommy Dupe. And when she mentioned that thing about, she was like, Mommy Dupe has really changed. And she remember how Mommy Dupe was before. There was one woman that came to her that, every time I see you, you're always working fast. You're always having something to do. You're always conscious of time. And I just see that, you know, my fiance coming to the picture, he's someone that you have to wait. And that weight can keep, all those weight I didn't wait with Pastor David, that some I dodged. I'll just see someone that wants to wait. Wait about what? This house, let us look at this now and pick before this thing goes. Let us wait. Then the house has gone. I'm angry. Like, why are we? And at times, there's something I'm quickly and just send. And then God will be like, have you told Solomon? I'll just be like, this submission thing is hard though. That when I was single, my life was much easier. I can just send one message. Why was I always passing through him? And, you know, maybe times I forgive him one or two times, I'll see the way we'll not be happy at all. So I just see that sincerely. Submission. I honor our mothers, sincerely.
Praise God. We thank God for that. And it is evident that you are starting to gather grace. You are starting to gather the capacity that you need in marriage. The Lord will strengthen you. And lastly, Sister Esther, want to know, how has your service in the household where you are staying, how has it helped to build you in preparation to become a bride? Want you to just tell us in just 4 or 5 minutes.
Okay. So I got to the house. I was living with my parents. And my parents, I don't really do anything because I was the last born. And my mommy likes cooking for her husband. So most times I'm just like a freelancer. I just enjoy myself working and come back. So I just enjoy. So because of ICANN, I had to move somewhere close because of, we had light issues. So I had to move to the house I'm currently living so that I could prepare for exam and all. So when I got to the house, that same attitude followed me. I just wanted to do and go. So I think Makai just watched me over a time. And I'm like, this guy is spoiled. If we continue like this. So she just endowed me with a lot of responsibility. Like, how can you make me a coordinator? How can you make me run the house? Like, I'm not the owner of the whole house. Like, but I saw something inside it, because having been that, you can have a lot to do. You have exams to prepare for. You have to do this. You have to do that. You have work to go. You have to wake up early. It was massive. But over time, I just saw that there was grace. There was grace. Like, I could do things effortlessly. Like, I would just, in fact, I grew so much that I could give advice to the upcoming. I could tell them that, no, you don't do this. Like, I'm like, have you been there? I'm telling them, they'll be like, yeah, married woman. So, you know, there was a way the thing helped me. Like, I could just do some things, like arrangements, so many things. Like, sometimes when people start texting, I already know how it went. And I'm like, this is a good quality. As at that time, I knew that I've had married my husband in my father's house. Probably would send me packing. Because I was that bad. I probably did not know. And a lot of soups, thanks to my sisters. And thank God that God helped me to be humble too. Because I could have just said, well, I can do it my own way. And then, so I learned a lot of things from the house. And I'm very sure that these things had helped me, even as I'm going.
Yes, sir. Let's celebrate them. Let's celebrate them. I want us to celebrate them.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.